Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 2, Episode 1, Through a Glass Darkly, Season 2, Episode 2, Not in Scotland Anymore, Season 2, Episode 3, Useful Occupations and Deceptions, wonder what that's about, and Season 2, Episode 4, La Dame Blanche.
Yeah, I mean, the first two sound kind of modern, but aren't. So, okay, cool. We have our usual disclaimers.
I was getting the vibe that Through a Glass Darkly was like Through the Looking Glass kind of thing.
It is. But,
okay.
And we're not
more modern than they are.
Right.
I know that's Wizard of Oz.
Right. So
Wicked's coming up.
No one.
By the time this episode comes out, it will already be out.
That's true.
And we will have seen it.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Probably, but we're not 100% sure. So, you know, thanks. So we have our usual, I'm going to say caveats today. I know I said disclaimers earlier, but I mean caveats because it sounds French. And that includes that there will be spoilers for this show. Again, no excuses for not having seen Outlander at this point.
I mean, there are.
Okay, I guess there are. But you should see Outlander. I mean, especially these first couple seasons are really quite good. Mm-hmm. And there will be cursing, obviously. And we are having Blanc de Blanc to drink because it's French.
And it's from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it's from Trader Joe's, but it's actually
France.
It's actually sourced in France. So.
And there you go.
There you go.
All right, so let's get started with Season 2, Episode 1, Through a Glass Darkly. So
you have a hairball. It's okay.
I'm fine. Either way, so we begin the season with something very interesting, a time jump, and we gotta love a time jump.
I'm sorry. This beginning part goes a little long for me.
I was kind of surprised because I had forgotten that how much we see in this first episode compared to like later on, because I was expecting just like the first scene and then we go back, but to like just tease, but okay, well, let's just
you were hoping for like a Guardians of the Galaxy thing where you like something happens and then you go in reverse really fast.
Well, that's the ride, but yeah, sure, that's not exactly the way
that would be
would
a fun time jump. We'd like to do that
either way, like a teaser. I was expecting a teaser, not like a full blown, this is what
this
is going on.
This is mostly the episode, so yeah,
it's half of the episode. Yes.
So, what we see right at the beginning. Is that Claire has landed in the Circle of Stones. She's in her 1700s garb, and you can tell that she's not there happily or necessarily.
She's literally screaming.
Right. So she goes down from the area where the stones are, and there's a road, and there are cars, and she realizes that she is back, and there's a guy who stops and she asks what year it is.
Man has the weirdest encounter of his entire life where he's just like driving along the road, finds a girl in 1700s garb in the 1940s and is just like, hey, you okay? You look lost. And she's just like, what year is it? Who won Culloden? It's like,
and he just starts bawling.
It's a really good thing that he knew.
Right, exactly. She does start bawling. But it is 1948.
So it's been 3 years since she has gone back in time.
Yes.
Which is so fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. The way, and I'm sure we're going to discuss it later, like in season three, when this
they
part
discuss
more
how this sort of work.
They try to, but I'm just so interested.
It's random. That's what we're trying to tell you, is the whole going through the stones thing, random.
Because I kind of equate it to like Once Upon a Time logic, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland logic, where the same amount of time where in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, this, like, let's just say a year in Wonderland is like several years in like Victorian England dimension. Whereas in this situation, it is a one-to-one comparison of like, it has been 3 years for both her and Frank. So,
Well, but the other thing that's weird is like, she can't, There sound like there are rules to it. It's not like a time machine. You don't set a time and go back to it.
Right.
You
It's
have, you're
like
supposed to like concentrate on
based
something
on
you desire, but you
vibes.
don't really desire this. So I'm not sure how this one works.
Like, I don't know.
Does
Like,
it make fucking
I
sense?
don't
We're gonna return
know.
to this as a theme because this time jump particularly does not make sense, but
Well,
that's
I
fine.
was with it until like season whatever it was, 8 or not season 8. Wait, that hasn't come out yet. Season 6 or 7, when there's a character that goes back and is like, I'm not in the right time. It's like, what do you mean? Can't you choose?
Yeah, whatever.
It turns out they're in the time for a specific reason, but I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense.
Right, you're supposed to like know or whatever. It's not like Claire knew when she went back to begin with. So, I mean, it's like Jamie was controlling the time, which makes no fucking sense. So,
Anyway, we'll get to that later.
there are definitely plot holes in
There
this.
are a billion of them.
So, in
And now,
case you're
and
wondering,
they're setting the stage for one of them being she's looking for her ring initially when she comes through the stones, and she finds that the stone is gone from the ring.
no. So what she finds, I think, or
What was her
my
ring?
understanding is it was her engagement ring from when she went through originally, is there without a stone in it.
Oh.
Because she only
She
has her
went looking
wedding.
for it real quick, so I was assuming that it was from.
This time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. She has a ring, it doesn't have a stone anymore. Whoop-de-doo. Anyway, so
Whoop-de-freaking-do.
freaking do. I could if I wanted to. We're never
Right.
going to cover Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but the
We
first
aren't,
season's
but
good.
yes, true.
Either way.
Yep. But we
So,
could if we wanted
wanted
to.
to. She's back in the 40s. She's in the hospital. She was just dehydrated and had some like cuts and bruises, all usual stuff. And
Frank shows up at the
yeah,
hospital.
and Frank's like, the fuck is happening? And
And Claire's like,
fair.
she doesn't see him initially. She's just like complaining about the radio being on because everything's just very loud and she's not used to that anymore. And she realizes it's Frank and they're both kind of like, hi, how's
And
it going?
I think Frank was expecting like something you see in movies when a couple is reunited for after a long time apart for one reason or another. Like, jump into my arms, I'll spin you around, and we'll kiss, and we'll at least be like affectionate. And she's just like, no. And it's
Don't
just
go
like,
near
okay.
me. Yeah, I mean, I can see like, 'cause Frank's been hanging out pining for her.
Yeah, and also, and to be fair, he did have to give up at a certain point, and he talks about this later, which we'll discuss. But Claire, to be fair, met his doppelganger ancestor who tormented her and Jamie for years.
Well, right, and that's why, like, when he goes to touch her, she
She's like,
freaks the fuck out.
no,
Like, no
you.
touching, no touching.
Last time I saw your face, you were like holding a knife to my breast. Like,
Trying
it's
to
not
rape me.
happening.
Yeah, so that's part of it. There's a long thing, and we don't need to go through every little bit of it, but
No.
there's a long period that is covered that is about, Frank trying to come to terms with the fact that she's back and her trying to like be honest with him about, hey, this is part of the reason I'm freaking out. Like, I was really very deeply in love with this like Highlander.
Okay, well, let's go through it a little bit of like he essentially
I
is
just
like
find it so
this.
boring. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I actually find the psychology of it rather interesting because the mentality that he's in right now is just like, my wife's back. She wasn't cheating on me. It's like, that's not necessarily true.
It's not
But
exactly right.
she didn't, his focus is, well, you didn't leave willingly. So I'll take that as a win. And it's like, that is one way to look at it, sir. That is one way to look at it.
Yeah.
However, so essentially he is like, whoo, he's trying to do his little detective work. He's like this all historian and is like, these clothes look like they're from the 1700s. Let me look it up. And it's like, yep,
Well,
that's from the 1700s.
he sends them off to like some expert at
Yeah.
Oxford to verify. Yep,
Yep.
these are great. Where'd you find them?
These are authentic. Where did you find them? It's like, I can't explain. My wife was wearing them. And Reverend Wakefield's being so patient and letting them stay. And little Roger Wakefield's adorable, and we
He is
love him.
adorable.
But he.
He's a sweet little boy.
But essentially, like, Frank's just like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. And Claire, meanwhile, is only confiding in the cook who was doing all that witchy woo before.
Right, and reading up on Culloden and Highland stuff and whatever, and trying to figure out if Jamie's still alive.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna find it in a book this random guy out of like 2000
Yeah,
who was
right,
like
exactly. I mean,
surviving or dying.
yeah, so she can't find anything about that. The cook's like, look, I know you loved that guy, and I get it, but you've got a husband here who loves you and cares for you. Like, be good to him.
Something, yeah, I like that she was just like,
Yeah.
listen, this is 200 years ago. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon. I think you're just gonna have to deal with this.
You know the Scots died at Culloden,
Yeah,
so
you can't
there.
really do anything about it now. He's dead regardless. And another part of the psychology of it that I find interesting is that Claire is going through like this mass exodus of people, of like all the people that she met in the past over these 3 years. They're suddenly dead, like dead, dead. And she
Right,
has
but
to
she did.
deal with
She,
it. It's
yeah.
not like she got to go through the regular course of life where, like, they die at whatever age they die at. They're all dead, at no matter like what age they were when she left. And I think that's also part of her trouble. I
The
don't know.
troubles.
Yeah, grieving it. And obviously, she's only
Processing it.
focused on Jamie for obvious reasons, but it's true for all of the people that she met, like Murta and all them.
Right. And there's nobody that like she can really talk
Because
to.
no one can really relate to that. I'm
Yeah,
sorry, they
it's not
can't.
a normal life experience.
It's
No.
not. And so she's kind of like, all right, maybe I need to talk to Frank.
And
And
so she
so
does.
she does. She's like,
And
here's some whiskey, we need to talk.
she explains to him, like, I was really in love with this guy. I'm not sure how this is gonna go. I wanna try, maybe, but
Well,
there's this whole
there's one other thing.
here's
Here's a
a
little
little
caveat
caveat.
for you. I'm pregnant. And Frank's immediately like, well, that's wonderful.
Look
And
at
then he's
his.
and then he's she's just like, remember, it was 3 years, Frank. Remember, it was 3 years since we've had sex.
It's
And he's like,
Jamie's. And
whoa.
then he's like really upset.
And yeah, I get
And
that.
he
I
goes
get
and like
that.
destroys Reverend Wakefield's shed.
That's not fair on Reverend
No.
Wakefield.
No.
But yeah, damn, dude. And he has
Yeah.
this conversation with Reverend Wakefield of like, I didn't know if I was the problem or not. Well, I guess I am. And that's really tough, just in a
He
nutshell.
also, like, Reverend Wakefield, he tells him, like, look, if you're gonna say this is God's plan or something, just
Please don't.
save it. And he's like, look, I'm not gonna say that. I'm just gonna say, look, you wanted a child
This
with
child
this
needs a
woman,
father.
mother, you make a decision.
Which is also interesting because it kind of calls into question the timeline, because at least when I was first watching it, I was confused about the fact that she was so early on in her pregnancy,
Right.
because I was like, well, she said on a boat to France that she was pregnant with Jamie's child. And so I'm just like, so what happened to that kid? Which we will find out later, but that.
It's very confusing when you're just watching it
Yeah, when you're
the
watching it for the
first go
first time,
around.
you get all this information. I'm just like, why was this revealed now? Why didn't we wait until, I don't know, she comes back? Like, again, the little bit of like her and on the road talking to that guy, perfect scene to start the season. It's like, oh, intrigue, she goes back, what the fuck? And then, but then it just keeps going. I'm just like, you're just giving a lot away, aren't you? Either way, so Frank goes to Claire, and he's just like, hey, I'm willing to raise this child with you. And I think that she's very disappointed because it's almost like she wants him to reject her, because I she's so married to this idea of Jamie and all
No,
that
I think
stuff.
she just expects it because she
She built up the conversation in her mind to go a certain way, and when it doesn't, she's like, wait, but aren't you supposed to be reacting this way? And I get that, but at the same time, it's like, girl, be grateful.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she really and he's trying so hard to be like the noble guy.
He actually almost hits her when he finds out about the
Yeah,
baby.
he's really upset. And we get to see his inner Jack Randall.
Lovely. So
yeah.
his conditions are that they raise the child as their own. and she ends the search for Jamie and is like, well, yes, I think that's fair. And she's like, we'll raise her in a lie, raise them in a lie. And he's just like, well, we will tell them that they are not mine, I guess, at some point, but like, what's
Tell
the
the child,
point?
yeah.
Yeah, tell the child, but like, it's like, what's the point? There's nothing wrong with just raising the child as your own at this point. It's almost like they had a like sperm donor.
Yeah, well, and so, but the thing about it is Claire agrees, ultimately.
Sorry, for whatever reason, what
It's
came to
not.
mind when I said that was in When Harry Met Sally, when Harry's just like, well, that symptom is fucking my wife.
Well, I mean, yeah, but there is that element of he's not really a sperm donor.
No, he's not, but like,
Yeah. And she's
essentially.
conceived in love, and Claire wants to tell her that someday, but Frank's kind of like, can we just not? Because
Well, and who's to
then
say?
I'm irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he wants to be a part of this kid's story, and he will be to a certain degree. And so it's just like, I'm going to be raising this child with you. I want to feel like I'm a part of that, and not, it's not just you and the child when I'm right here.
Well, right, and it's not an accident, and I'm not cuckolded and all that shit, which
Yeah,
is,
like,
I
that's
can
also a
understand
pride
it.
thing. Yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
I can definitely get
But
that.
I think it's emotional and a pride thing. I don't think that it's just pride, because it's not like
Pride's
he's
an emotion.
no, but correct. But it's not, it's like, oh, it comes from a different place than pride, where he's just like, I do want a child. And it's not just a pride thing of like, I want to raise this child. So,
I think there's a lot of complexity to it. So,
So either
and
way,
again, one of the things I like about this Outlander universe is they try to honor the fact that things are not as straightforward as they seem.
no, I love that. I love how like gray this is. It's not black and white. It's just like there are a lot of complex things going on here. Like, she has lived a basically a full lifetime away from Frank for these 3 years, and he has also, but them coming back together, it's a very interesting thing that will be explored later on in the series, which I find immensely fascinating.
Yeah, well, I don't find it immensely fascinating,
I
but I
find
find
it
it
very
interesting.
fascinating.
But we will get to that at the proper time.
That
But that
dynamic
is not
right now,
this
no.
part of this episode goes on too long.
Either way,
Proceeding.
I find the dynamic very interesting. Either way, so they're just going to start over in Boston. He's going to work for Harvard, and he
They
work
go to
at
get on a
Harvard.
plane and they get off a plane in the
And
absolute worst backdrop Boston 1940s set ever.
was something.
I mean, considering it
It's
was
a
a
green
modern
screen.
day,
It's not even.
the green screen, it looks like a painted backdrop. It's
It
just, it looks like something from a 1940s film in
kind of
its
reminded
core.
me of, at the end of Captain America 1, when they're trying to make him think that it's the 1940s,
1940s,
and so
yeah.
they make everything like sepia toned and just put him in this room with like the painted backdrops and stuff. That's what it reminded me
Yeah, it's a little like that.
Either way,
So yeah.
like a movie set, like you've been saying. Anyway,
Yes.
I just said it in a different way. So, flashback to Claire and Jamie getting off the boat to
In the
France
hub.
in 1744.
Yeah.
And so they're like, ooh, wow. This moment spurned a meme that has gone through our family for God knows how long, which is
A long time.
a gif of Jamie in this outfit with this hair going, I. And me and my dad have sent that to each other God knows how many times. It's
Hey,
the perfect conversation ender. It's so funny, especially if you get it. But
but you will now.
you will now.
And so they get off the boat. They are gonna go to stay in a hotel. Murtaugh hates France, which I find hilarious. And that is a theme that will, permeate the entire time that Murtaugh is in France. And of course, we love Murtaugh, so it's great. They go and they find an inn. They have like the nicest suite ever in a 1700s inn in the hob. I mean, like, how much money do you people have? You just like
Great question.
fled from a prison break.
Yeah, their
Like,
finances. I mean, I get it when they like meet with the cousin and he's like, well, stay with my people
yeah,
and
and
my
y'all put me to
home.
work and
And it's like, okay,
in my
fine.
business. He is a wine merchant, as it turns out. This relative that's in France that actually lives in Paris. And they do meet with him eventually.
But first,
But
they're cons firing, and essentially Claire's like, all right, so we're going to stop the rebellion, and Jamie's like, well, I kind of want to win the rebellion. And she's just like, no,
It's
you
not
don't.
gonna
It's not
happen.
gonna happen.
And so she's like, let's stop it. And he's like, well, maybe we could meet with my cousin and see if we could get an in to,
Let's infiltrate this
let's
bitch.
infiltrate this bitch,
In
basically.
infiltrate and sabotage.
That's the plan.
And so Jamie feels uncomfortable lying, but he's gonna have to get over it. So they only tell Murta when they explain this essentially the bare bones of the
The reason
plan.
they're not going somewhere else other than flames.
Right. They tell Murta, hey, we'll explain one day. It's like,
And
okay.
he's like,
And he trusts them, and so it's like, yeah, you love them.
all right.
So they meet with Jamie's cousin. Being a Jacobite's okay in France, but he needs proof that Jamie is one of them. And then, of course, he shows off the one thing that he has, his back. And
And they're like, well, that's a good reason to
well,
hate.
that's a good reason.
That's a good reason to be a Jacobite.
He will
So.
need to take over the wine business while his cousin's away, and so or take care of the wine business.
Yeah, so they go for a little
Sorry.
walk, and Claire, despite the fact that she is
Finds
pregnant,
trouble because of course she
yeah,
does.
she finds like a ship with yellow fever. She goes to treat people and
Smallpox.
smallpox, whatever. And because she's vaccinated, she feels like I can do whatever I want. You still have an unborn child, and you used to
And
be
also
fucking
you have
moron.
to re-up your like flu
Your
vaccines
vaccine is yet.
and stuff
They
like that. I
knew
don't know.
that.
No, but that doesn't mean you're
It
impenetrable.
doesn't, and they all don't always work either. They just kind of like reduce in certain circumstances. But regardless, she like wanders into the
With
smallpox thing and thinks she's
pregnant.
gonna treat somebody. And the boat that is at issue, these are sailors that have smallpox, belongs to a guy named Comte de Saint-Germain. And of course, we are at some point going to have a cocktail with Saint-Germain, but
We
didn't
do
cocktail.
have to.
It's kind of required.
It is required.
But the Comte de Saint-Germain thinks that Claire is sabotaging him because his boat and the guys have to be burned and quarantined and
The
whatnot.
guys
They
have to be
have
quarantined. The body has to be burned because the guy dies. And
and the boat and all of
both,
its contents, because
yeah.
they don't really understand how everything spreads, and that's the rules.
I
So,
mean, to be fair, like I would want to be very thorough as well.
well, right, because
Contain the outbreak,
right, because they don't know how it spread. They don't have a really good, like sanitation system to like keep things clean. So they really just don't have lots of choices.
What I wrote down was Claire loves to make enemies. It's
And we
like,
get
be
this
really good at it.
Le Comte de Saint-Germain.
He says they will pay, and it's
They
like, okay.
will
Also,
pay.
very, very lucky that Claire is the luckiest bitch alive to have all of these skills and be able to be like, all right, well, we're going to that particular place that is perfect for these skills. I'm basically fluent in French. I know all these medicinal herbs. I know all this stuff about how to rough it in nature. It's like, I would be so fucked. Like,
Yeah, for
I would
sure.
not know. I don't know. I didn't take French. I took Spanish. And whatever Spanish I still have, very limited. I cannot carry a conversation. And so I can pick out a word or two, but I'd be fucked if I went to Spain in the 1700s.
Oh yeah, because well, obviously the whole language would be different, and that's one of the things that this show does not acknowledge at all. Because 1700s English, 1700s French, 1700s Scottish, Gaelic, whatever, is very different from what we understand those languages to be now.
What I do
So.
appreciate about Outlander, though, is that they went, especially they did this in an episode of season one where when they're trying to like ice Claire out a little bit, they're speaking Gaelic and you don't get subtitles, so we don't even know what they're talking about, which I really
No, we
liked.
could have had subtitles. You like to have the English subtitles on, so it doesn't do both. It won't switch over to
No, but we've turned those off.
not recently.
We turned them off for this one. There weren't subtitles on.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, so essentially,
We're all
we're
frozen out today.
everybody can speak English and French and carry on a
Gaelic and whatever,
conversation
yeah.
and whatever. Anyway, so yeah, Saint-Germain is upset and they burn down the ship with the cargo.
Right, he's going to demand reparations though from the Frasers, and they're like, yeah, sure, fine, but I don't think, as usual, Claire has any fucking concept of what that means.
She just kind of looks at him scathingly. It's like,
Yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah.
a withering look. Consider me withered.
Okay, so what were your best words?
The flash forward, in concept, I really like it. Like I said, I think it should have been way shortened. And the rest of that, like her telling him and all that stuff, I think that could have been saved for the end of the season. But I do like in concept the like, ooh, she goes back. How did that happen? What are the
What's
circumstances
up
in
with my
which that
person
happened?
confused?
So cool. I like that idea. Frank being so patient and understanding, he waits like at least a week without asking too many questions. And I'm like, dude, you are way more patient than me. I would be asking all the questions. I'd be like, where the fuck have you been? I was worried sick. I thought you left with another man. Like, it would have been hell to pay. But he's patient enough to let her deal with her, like, readjustment. And it's the cook who has to be like, hey, Claire, you kind of need to tell your husband. Because she tells the cook, but she doesn't tell her husband. Okay. Adorable Roger. He's so cute. And Murta. I love Murta.
Well, I
He's
didn't
very
put
funny.
Murta. I should put Murta. I'm so sorry. Best part, I like Claire and Jamie. I just like the fact that when they're in France, I like them kind of like being bonded and doing things together and whatever. I like the part of Frank that is willing to make it work. There's some things I don't like about him in
Yeah,
this
well, I'll talk
episode,
about
but
that in a minute.
I like little Roger. He's adorable. And Reverend Wakefield, I liked in this. I think he's really like very good at being patient and thoughtful and all of those things with
He's letting
this
them
whole
stay
thing.
there for God knows how long,
Yeah,
so.
it's kind of crazy. So what were your worst parts?
Frank almost hitting her. I don't like that.
No.
I think that's a bit much. And you were just told this whole story about how like she met this hot Highlander and they had sex a lot. And you're first of all surprised that they got pregnant. Second of all, you didn't want to hit her at any point before that, but now that she's pregnant, you want to hit her about it. That makes no sense to me. Either way, I think that. Well, maybe it was just all the tensions boiling up. Either way, I can probably think of stuff for that. But hitting is not the answer. Violence is not the answer. Also, Frank, he just don't ruin a guy's shed because your marriage is falling apart. Like, that's not. If that was your own house, do whatever the fuck you want. That's your property. Don't do that to a guy's shed. Either way, and Saint-Germain, it's a shame he's hot in France because he is hot in French. And
He's got
I just gotta say, like, there are overarching like villains and such for this show. Obviously, like Randall's one of them, and they're trying to build up Saint-Germain or like begin do the beginnings of Saint-Germain as this big villain, but he doesn't do jack shit. Like, he's just kind of
Well,
like he's.
that's a spoiler.
I whatever, but he also is like he's in the right to be upset about the fact that his cargo is being burned. He shouldn't have tried to like cover it up by being like, oh, we can just not contain the outbreak. Like, that's not okay. But
Yeah,
like,
that's something.
still, I think that him being really that much against Claire for pointing out the obvious of like, no, we do need to quarantine, I think is a bit much. And that's what makes him evil. I would also like to say Claire being kind of dumb.
Yeah, I
And
forgot to put Claire being done, but that is for sure like part of
she,
this. She's a
I love
stupid Claire.
Claire. I do love Claire. However, she makes some really stupid decisions sometimes and just sacrifices like her own safety
And Jamie's and everybody
and
else, and
Jamie
she gets them in
and
like
their
all this crazy
reputation
shit.
and like people don't just forgive and forget about that shit. And to be fair, like when it's kind of like the doctor thing of like, oh, I have to help. If I can't help, I have to. And so she just feels the need to help this guy. And fine, he's dead though, so I don't think you're going to be doing much help here. But I mean,
I think
I don't know.
what she was trying to do is get everybody quarantined. The problem, of course, is that she doesn't understand all the other rules, which
Right.
include burning the ship. And that's a major investment. You know, back in the
Oh,
day, like, you could bankrupt people. It's just bad.
it's a
And
good
of
thing
course,
Sandra.
all these guys who worked this, getting this cargo over and everything else, they don't get paid. I mean, it's just she is not being particularly thoughtful in a world that doesn't have a lot of support for humans. Anyway, so yeah, my worst part's, Claire being dumb. Frank's anger, I do think his anger is a bit much, although he does explain to Reverend Wakefield that he had discovered that medically he was unable to have kids. I guess he
Oh,
is
yeah.
sterile. And so I think that fuels some of his reaction to the pregnancy.
Oh, for sure. And he said as much.
He said it. He just, he doesn't necessarily say it to Claire. He says it to Reverend Wakefield, whatever.
Yeah, talk to your wife.
Talk to your wife. And of course, come to Saint-Germain because, again, I think it's an overreaction. And there's just very much this, I have this very French, you've offended me, slap, slap, slap thing.
The
Love, exactly. It's kind of like, really?
glove.
So what grade did you give this episode?
B.
I gave it a B minus. I'm just kind of like, I
I think I like the
really,
Claire flash forward stuff to
yeah, I think you
continue,
like
and
it a
that's
lot better than I do.
fine,
So
but
yeah.
it alludes to stuff later on that I enjoy. All
Yeah. So
right.
moving on. We have got season
Not two, episode
episode two,
two.
not in Scotland anymore. Not in Scotland anymore.
The first note I have is, ooh, sex dream to begin because we didn't get any last episode. So essentially what the sex dream is, Jamie is still having a lot of PTSD about his time in Wentworth Prison, and as you know, you do. And so he's having sex dreams about Claire, but it turns into it being Randall, and then he stabs him a lot. I was like half expecting Randall to turn back into Claire in the dream, and then he'd be like, oh no, I've killed my wife, but it doesn't go that far.
No, but and you've skipped over one of my favorite things about this part of this season, which is the harpsichord and the theme song, because random harpsichord is going to be a theme in
Oh,
this show.
I didn't even mention it, but last episode, another thing I noticed in the flash forward segment was the theme that was in the background almost sounded like a music box and less like piano and all that stuff and strings. It just sounded only like strings, and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Either way, so yeah, Jamie's having PTSD, and that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but hey, there's a little sex. Aren't you
Aren't you
excited?
so happy? So they're staying at the cousin's house right now, and they're
And it's this
adjusting.
gorgeous, like,
Beautiful.
yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's this gorgeous home in Paris. There are all these servants. Claire's not used to it, but every outfit
Actually
in.
grateful as
Well,
hell.
yeah, she's got like all these gorgeous clothes and everything else. It's like, I'm sorry. Most people don't just fall into the perfect Louis the 14th universe. They just
Also,
don't.
what I was talking
With
about,
all the
he
money and everything else. Come
not being
on.
grateful about the servants. There's one maid who's just like, hey, we usually make the bed, and she's just like, well, you can make it and then unmake it if you'd like, and then they're just like, oh, your carriage is ready, because she's about to go out, and she's like, of course it is. It's like, what do you mean? Aren't you so grateful? I would be on my hands and knees being like, thank you. You're
That's super
so
helpful. Thanks.
sweet.
Because I wouldn't know how to put horses into the carriage to begin with. Like
Into the
get,
carriage.
well, you know what I mean?
I know
In
what
the
you mean.
yoke of the carriage. Yeah,
I know what you mean.
look, there are a whole lot of logistical things that for that time period that you wouldn't necessarily know. It's
Yeah.
just ridiculous.
And also, there's a random love being a servant conversation to make her like an ethical employer of like, oh,
Ugh.
I really enjoy cleaning. It's like, no, you're doing this for
Yeah.
fucking money, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I mean, like, I'm sure there are people out there who love what they do, and what they do is clean like that and act as a maid or all that stuff.
I
I'm
guess
sure there
they
have been
have a
people.
job, is what it
Yeah,
comes down to.
sure, but
But
it's.
they want to be able to do it. And so that's, it, yeah. Anyway, so Claire goes to the apothecary. This apothecary guy becomes like
Mr.
a
Raymond.
thing. And again, in this part of the series, he becomes like a more significant character. Comte de Saint-Germain's a friend of his. He brings him up. They have a conversation. And she's like, "Ooh, yay, herbs."
That's half of her character this season.
Ugh.
Ooh, yay, herbs and gashes.
But that's half of her character every season.
That's true. That's true. So Jamie and Murtaugh sword fight, whatever, it doesn't matter. They find out.
Practicing in the park, and all these French people are like, "What the fuck?" And Murtaugh scares them. I love
That is
it.
funny.
I do love it.
However, dueling is not allowed in France, and so they have to be careful. Anyway, so Jamie is trying to get into the Jacobite circles, and his cousin has set up a meeting with Charles Stuart himself at a brothel. And I would just like to say that because this, okay, this is just something I've noticed throughout like just seasons of television that include like a major pregnancy storyline. And if they're in like a couple and they have a pregnancy, there is literally usually no sex. And for Outlander, that's very hard because everyone in Outlander should be having sex at all times, according to Outlander. And so, in lieu of Jamie and Claire constantly having sex, they have to have stuff take place at a brothel to meet the nudity quota. And to have these women have their bare breasts out and like full cooch out. Like, it's what? That's not necessary, in my opinion. But of course, this happens twice. It happens in this season and next season. Brothels are main attractions. And I'm like, no, that's not necessary.
Right, but you recall that this was also a thing for a show set 100 years later, which is Bridgerton. So, there are whole portions of Bridgerton set in brothels.
Very few.
Brothel, that whole
Not
Colin
quite
thing.
as long as this shit.
Well,
Colin
it's
had
not.
what? Four scenes there? It's out of how many? It's not important.
Anyway,
Either
the
way.
point being that there is a brothel and it is annoying. We've got, well, what else happens
Charles is
there?
determined never to give up and be decisive. Blah, blah, blah. Charles is an idiot.
This character is so fucking annoying. He keeps saying, "Mark me," and acting like an asshole. And all I can think is Viserys Targaryen.
Oh no, it's so true. Oh my God, it is so Viserys.
toasts to me. I mean, like, someone needs to give him a golden crown.
Oh my God,
Let's do
kill
it.
him.
Let's do
Kill
it.
him.
Oh, God. Oh,
But I
he's
will
so
say,
awful.
I absolutely despise Charles, however. This actor, for whatever reason, has made so many interesting decisions with his
Mark
face.
me. Mark me.
He makes all these little nuanced looks, and I can't help but laugh because his face is so funny when he's saying stuff and he's trying to be all serious. And you can tell this man is not serious at all, like not even a lick. And so he's like trying to look all intense and stuff, but his eyes are just not in it. It's not, I'm pretty sure it was just an acting choice. It wasn't like the actor wasn't into it, but it's very funny. I think that was a great decision to show how incompetent this man was.
What I love about this meeting, this initial meeting with Charles too, is that Murtaugh basically gives it to him. Like, what the fuck are we fighting for if we fight for you? You're a loser.
No, very true.
But I love Murtaugh because he just tells it like this.
Yeah, they need to make sure it's the war isn't funded. Like that's Claire's and Jamie's goal. But obviously Charles has the opposite goal, and so they need an invitation to Versailles to talk to the people who could finance the war to make a bad pitch for the Jacobite Rebellion to make sure that they don't get funded.
And as it happens, Claire has an obnoxious friend who
Louise.
is obnoxious.
I actually kind of find Louise kind of fun. I think that maybe
Ugh.
I only find her fun, I think, because
Kind of a cooch. Okay, like this
they
thing opens.
literally have a waxing scene.
Yeah,
However, what I'm
no,
talking about here
unnecessary.
is you get to see more French fashion, like French female aristocratic fashion.
Well, right. Now
And
we
I think I
always like
find that fun.
that whole Versailles thing, that's super fun. There's actually a show, a series, Versailles. It's super fun. It's got a lot of clothes.
I'd assume.
And well, and it has a lot of sex and stuff, and it's mostly shot at Versailles. Really, really beautiful.
That must have been expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway, she has a monkey too. Either way, we are also introduced to her like
Is this your
ward.
monkey? Your winky? I'm sorry. I'm
Does
gonna
your
be a doctor
dog
for a second.
bet?
We
That
gotta get
is
some
not my
cream.
bug. My
Oh
bug,
my God.
my dog.
There are Jacques Cousteau elements to this, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Anyway, so we are introduced to her ward, Mary, who I'm so sorry has one of the most annoying voices. And I know it was a character choice and I know the actress can't control it, but such an annoying whining voice. And I just, and I say as I whine, but you know.
Whining character. That's part of who, like, what she is portraying is annoying
I
and
didn't even know she
whining.
had a stutter until like 3 episodes in.
Yeah, so obviously that was a choice that they couldn't hold together.
Clearly, but
But still.
she is very self-conscious, she's very shy, and she's going to be married off to this ugly, supposedly. He's not that ugly. We see him later. He's not that bad. And
The Viscount.
old Viscount. And so, and she's not
Oldish
excited.
and fattish.
Yes, but I wouldn't call his face ugly.
No, he's not.
He's
He's
fine.
not hideous.
It could be worse,
But
Mary.
she's also like 17. So,
At most.
at most, she's a
It looks
baby.
like she's 13.
Yeah, she's a baby. She has,
And tiny.
well, and she has like zero life experience,
Oh, she
obviously.
has no
So,
idea any about anything.
no.
Anyway, so Claire comes back after getting her cooch waxed, and she comes in and she like guides Jamie's hand down, and he's like, "Oh my God, you've shaven your honeypot." It's like,
And he
what
goes,
are you
and he's trying to
talking?
get excited about it, but he can't
He can't get
because
excited
Black
because
Jack
the
Randall
fucking
is living
brand all.
rent-free in his head
This woman shaved down there,
while
waxed
pregnant.
down there while pregnant for you.
I haven't done that. Just saying.
Exactly.
I've shaved,
I've shaved
not
too,
like
but
that
that, but
level.
like,
No.
I'm not, that's not an everyday thing. That's That sounds like hell. If I were shaving down there every single time, no.
This
Either
is
way.
Natalie trying to attract a date. Just pointing
Oh
that.
my God, what? No, what?
Putting things out there, little girl.
I'm just being honest. I thought we were having an
Okay.
honest, private conversation here.
This is important.
Anyway,
Put out a podcast.
okay,
Heard around the
private,
world.
private being about our privates, Mom. Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway, so yeah,
You're
he's
funny.
confused, but he doesn't go there. Either way, Claire has this, they're going to go to Versailles, and Claire has this iconic red dress. And let me just say, I don't hate it. I think it is
No.
pretty. I think she's a gorgeous woman.
Yes.
I wish it was floor length.
I do too. That's the thing that bothers me more than like the showing
The showing
the
the cleavage,
cleavage.
I honestly do, could not give a fuck about. I think she looks
No, okay. And I
fantastic.
will say this, like as described in the book, it's very different. It's like it really does show her navel, whereas what's on the show is
It's
not
a little
like
bit more conservative, which I
that.
appreciate. I
Yeah.
think that that's a good
Well,
idea.
it's appropriate to the time too.
Yeah, I think it's
But
fair.
yeah, whatever.
Jamie blows it out of proportion by being like, "I can see right down to your navel." It's like, no, you can't.
And she's like,
It's
no,
like,
you can't. And he's
you
like,
just
well,
can't.
but you look pretty hot. So they
And he's
go to
happy.
Versailles. And it is a beautiful dress. And
There's this
there's
dumbass
this girl.
conversation.
The thing with the fucking girl.
Yes.
My God.
I'm
So
so annoyed by it.
it is such a throwaway thing that's in here. But there's this girl who apparently Jamie had a duel over before, who comes up and is like, hey, Jamie, you're super hot.
Yes,
And
he
Claire's
is.
like, hi.
I'm sorry, and I absolutely, I totally get that. However, I think she's obviously she's upset about the fact that she's flirting really blatantly. Obviously, Jamie's kind of like curtailing that. However,
Trying to, but not. He's failing.
he is failing.
He's not trying that hard either.
You don't really have a leg to stand on about your past now, do you, Claire?
Yeah.
Considering you're fucking married still.
Yeah. And it's not like she lied to Jamie about that, but you know, it's a thing. So yeah, but the thing about it is that it's not like Frank's standing there and she's going off with
No,
Frank, you know?
but I'm just
I
saying
think it is different.
It's different, but I think that she still doesn't really have like that much of a
Like,
dog
I
in this
don't think
fight.
she's upset that he has had past girlfriends. I think she's upset that this woman's acting like she's still possessive of him in some way. And I
I
think
get
some
that.
of that has something to do with how this French courtship works, because apparently everyone's sleeping with everyone. And boundaries do not matter, which I gather is fair to moderately true of the French court. So,
Well,
eh.
he, which is shown in this next part where Jamie goes into the back where the king is constipated and can't shit on in his like throne. And so they have to watch him try. And then Jamie's like, porridge. And then he's like, well, shit. That's a great idea. Let's try that. Anyway, it does
Okay.
not matter.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so
But
Claire's doing court gossip. Mary's
she's trying to find
talking to
this
this other
guy,
guy.
right? She's trying to find this Vicomte de Vernet, I think, who is the
Well, Claire is, yes.
French
I was talking about
finance guy.
Mary flirting with another guy. But
Right,
yeah.
so yeah, Mary is flirting with this guy, and Jamie, Claire clocks it. She ends up going and talking to the Duke of Sandringham for reasons. And this guy that Mary had been talking to is his secretary. His name, the secretary, is Alex Randall. And oh yeah, it's the brother of your buddy and mine, Black Dick Randall.
I wouldn't say mine. He's not my buddy.
He's not my buddy either. But he is the brother of Alex Randall. And Alex Randall's like, oh yeah, my brother is doing great. And Claire's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, no, that, and he's alive. It's like, what? And she freaks out about it, and Jamie doesn't know, and she's like, what do I tell him? There's also this really stupid scene that actually is kind of funny where Duvernay like meets her outside and starts sucking her toes, and then she's just
And
like, "What
then
the fuck are you doing?" And then Jamie pushes him off a
which
bridge.
is that it is
He's
fun.
fine,
I
but
will
like,
say that in the book, the way that's done is like he's basically trying to rape Claire.
yeah.
So
But I think that they added the like funny element of like go straight for the toes, and it's like, what?
I mean, it's much less creepy in the show than it is in the book. And so they meet. They have this conversation with DuVernay, and DuVernay is like, "Yeah, I'll see what I can do because now I owe you." Because my wife would have been pissed if she'd known I was going after your wife.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess he's like a hound dog kind of guy. He goes
Oh,
after
there's this
him.
also this other thing, like again, since they're not having like sex or nudity coming from the main couple because of obvious like pregnancy reasons of like they don't feel like green screening her stomach every time they have one or like putting a fake pregnancy belly. They have the Queen of France with the
I don't know that
king,
she's the queen. I think it's his
his
lover.
escort or whatever,
Lover.
lover. She is completely like bare-chested but painted gold. It's like, okay,
Like
slay.
merch, I was like, dang.
Honestly, like if you're confident about that shit, whatever. It's the French court. Who's gonna say anything?
Murtaugh is like, wow, they let it all hang out.
Awooga.
Exactly.
And I keep cutting to it. I'm just like, why?
I don't know. Anyway, is
That's it.
that's it? Well, what were your best parts?
Costumes, beautiful. Claire and Jamie, cute and funny. That's all I've got.
Yeah, I've got Claire's dresses. I love the dresses. And with a question mark, Blackjack Randall being alive.
What?
I find him because he's a good enemy. He's a good foe.
Yeah, and they weren't doing anything with Saint-Germain in
Right.
this part, so
Yeah,
you
so
might
it's
as well
like,
bring back the other
yeah,
villain.
there's that was pretty much all I had. So what were your worst parts? Yeah, and now that I'm looking at it, I'm changing my grade. Go
Claire
ahead.
being ungrateful to the servants really pisses me off. Mary's kind of annoying. Randall being alive, because as much as I do like that we have like a consistent villain and all that stuff, and I find that fun because it's like he already has a past with them, and so it feels a lot more impactful when we find out about that. But it's also very, oh, you thought that this guy was out of the picture and it would have made for like them having to move on from it. Nope, he's back. Fake out death. He's not dead again. Like, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, he
what?
really, like, he got trampled by a bunch of cattle. This is a thing.
Yeah,
I
I'm just like, okay, fine, I guess. Like,
It's not
I don't know.
working.
I feel like they pulled that out of their ass, being like, well, I'm not really 100% on the
I'm
Saint
not yet
Germain
dead.
thing. Yeah, I'm not 100% on the Saint Germain thing, so let's go with the villain from last season.
That's
It's like,
it.
okay,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah, it's not fabulous.
It's weird. And random nudity for no fucking reason. We did
Yeah,
not need to set anything in a brothel. That was dumb.
I think that probably goes in my category of obnoxious French women. And so that is a whole category of worst part for me. Because there are a whole bunch of them that, and it's basically the same thing, like about they're so superficial, they're so just like sex object bullshit, whatever.
They have no
I don't like the
opinions.
king.
Oh, yeah, I don't
I don't
either.
like the Duke. I don't
Oh,
like
I forgot the Duke of Sandringham.
I don't like him in
He's
this.
the one who reveals that he's not dead.
Yeah, I don't like the rapey guy, which was DuVernay. I didn't write his name down.
Oh, yeah, I don't like
And
either.
I don't like
He was in a French court.
even though I appreciate its existence and the reason for its existence, I don't like Jamie's PTSD.
Sure.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. What grade did you give this?
C plus.
Yeah, I gave it a C plus
I was
too.
initially,
I
I
think
mean,
I gave it a
this actually gave
B as
me
something else because I initially was like, oh, it's in a B range because it's Versailles. It's so cool and I love Versailles. But at the
Mm-mm.
same time, I was like, this is not a great episode of television.
It just meanders.
It does. It meanders a lot. So we move on.
Yeah, so to episode 3 of season 2, Useful Occupations and Deceptions.
Surprise.
Very straightforward title.
Yep, because it's all about Claire is bored and she wants to get back to working in the hospital.
That's part of it, yes. She's
Because
also deceiving Jamie because she's
she likes
keeping the
deceiving people
secret.
too.
Yes. She's keeping the secret from Jamie that Randall's alive and she's like dying about it and she's just like, I don't know if I should tell him or not. She talks to Murtagh about it. She tells Murtagh, and Murtagh's like, hey, listen, he'll kill him. He will go back to Scotland to kill him and then he'll get hanged. I don't think it's really worth telling him. You're
Yeah.
doing this to save his life. And so I'm of a similar idea, but at the same time, I'm like, he does deserve to know. Like, he's gonna find out eventually, you would assume. And so I don't know. Would you have kept the secret?
In those circumstances, probably not. I'm not good at that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not good at keeping secrets anyway. So
Yeah.
I'm good at keeping certain secrets, but like from a trusted family member or partner, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, especially about something like this. Like,
Right.
I would
If it's something they're
be
going to hear from somebody
realistically.
else, I'd rather them hear it from me.
Right, exactly. And I don't want them to find out that I knew all
Oh, that would be
along.
even
And like,
worse.
yeah, no, you can't possibly do
Because
that.
again, that's how so many TV shows like have their big reveals and stuff. It's like a liar revealed plot of like you knew all along and you didn't tell me.
I
That's a big
used to love
betrayal.
you, but I don't
And
anymore.
so I'm just like, I don't want that shit in my own life. We don't need that drama. Let's
No,
just be
and well, I mean,
honest.
there might be things that I don't tell people in certain circumstances.
In certain settings, maybe.
Yeah, and this may be one of them where you don't tell them right away. I can
Sure.
see not telling him right away, but I'd figure out a way to tell him.
I think for this situation, if you can give yourself like a few days of a buffer of
Yeah.
like you like absorb the information, you think about it, you maybe consult other people if you feel like you can trust them about this situation, you get some advice, and then you make a decision.
Yeah. Anyway,
If you
moving on.
sit on it for over a month, I don't agree with you.
Yeah, no. Anyway, we move on to actually there's just not much. There's a lot of like stupid stuff in
Well,
this
okay,
episode.
actually, there is some interesting stuff of Claire's feeling despondent and like, oh, well,
I have no use for myself.
I get that though.
I do too. And
And
I actually, when I saw this initially, I was like, you know, I feel that way because I might have been watching this when I first retired and you got that. I need utility. I need to be doing something that like uses my skill set. I'm losing my identity, which I do get that. And you
She's not like a housekeeper. No, I'm sorry. A house. What's the word?
Wife.
Sure. A housewife. She's
Yeah,
not.
I mean she's not like the
She's never
matriarch.
pretended to be. And so she's been doing this for a couple months and she feels cooped up and she needs something to do and she
But she
loves
feels
helping
like she
people.
knows what she's doing too. Like she doesn't feel like she knows what she's doing running this house. She
Yeah.
and she's not doing much
I
other
think that
than.
that's a part of the reason why she's like so harsh with the servants sometimes. I'm just like, I feel like I'm losing control, so I need to take control in other ways, but
Right.
it comes out in the wrong way.
It does.
Anyway, she is at tea with Mary and Louise, and she realizes Mary is J Jonathan Randall's future wife
Right.
and future ancestor
To
of
Frank.
Frank.
But
So.
it's mostly hilarious because this comes up because Mary clearly doesn't understand what sex is and is afraid of it. So they have to have a discussion about that.
Yeah, I. She apparently they're going to marry like by next year or something like
Her and
that.
this
Her
older
and
guy.
no, her and Randall.
Oh, right. Because part of Claire's realization, she's like Blackjack Randall needs to
She
step
saw a
or
family
needs to hear.
tree. Oh, we started in 1745 and with Jonathan Randall and Mary Hawkins. And she's like, because she re finds out that Mary Hawkins is from Sussex. And that's where Frank got the ancestry.
The
And
Bible.
so,
Yep, that had stuff in it.
yep. Anyway, so Claire is snapping at Murta, and then she tells him about the situation. Well, we already talked about that. And she's like, I need shit to do. And so she goes to the apothecary and she mentions this to him.
And he's like,
And
well, there is this charity hospital.
he also mentions that there's this poison that he advertises as poison, but it's not poison.
Well,
It's just
no.
something that will show the visual effects of po poison, but it won't kill the person.
Well, no. He advertises that he has the poison, but what he actually gives out is not the same thing as he's advertising. So
Yeah.
he advertises some sort of like not hemlock, but something like that. And then but he gives them bitter cascara, which is smells similar but has different effects.
Yeah, and it won't kill you.
Right.
So Claire's like, oh, I don't know what to do with my life. I used to be really good at this, and she obviously is. And so he's just like, hey, the charity hospital needs some volunteers. Go volunteer. And so she gets. And
And
first of
he's like,
all, in this yellow cloak, she looks straight out of Mirror Mirror.
yay! She
And
does.
the Mirror Mirror, underrated.
Yeah, Mirror Mirror,
It's cute.
as like Snow White movies go, is one
It's
of the
one of the
better ones.
best.
Yeah, because I'm not a huge Snow White fan, but
I
it's
agree.
pretty good.
I'm with you on that one because
I like Lily Collins in
I do
it.
like
I
Lily
like
Collins in
what's
it.
his face.
Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
We don't like him as a person, but we still like his
Whatever.
acting.
And I like Julia Robertson. I think they're very
Oh, Julia
fun.
Roberts is great in
Yeah,
that.
I think it's very fun.
Oh, and Nathan Lane.
Oh
I
yeah.
love Nathan Lane.
It's a fun movie. And it came out right at the same time as Snow White and the Huntsman. And Snow White and the Huntsman had
Very different
Kristen
movie.
Stewart as like yeah,
Okay, we
no,
did
bad.
not need that.
I'm not big into the whole Kristen Stewart thing.
Okay, but I mean, it's still like Chris Evans in it. Oh, and I think it had Sam Coughlin in
Did
it.
no, I thought it had Chris Hemsworth. Not Chris
Oh,
Evans.
it's not Evans. Sorry, yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
What are
And
you
I think
talking about?
Sam Coughlin was in it.
Well, see, I'm not sure I've sat through that movie all the
I feel like
way
I've watched a
through.
video about
I
Snow
like
White.
Charlize
I
Theron,
do like
but
Charlize Theron, but I feel like I've watched a video about Snow White adaptations, and I recognize that one, and I think Sam Coughlin was in it. Let me look that
whatever.
up.
Okay, you can look that up. Meanwhile, we're
This is
back
so
in
important to
Paris with the
me.
whole Outlander thing. And part of what is happening is that Claire's
Yes,
like,
he was.
oh, well,
I think he
now
was
I'm
like,
going to have to
it was a
watch
love triangle with him, Chris Hemsworth, and Kristen Stewart. Damn, Kristen Stewart, pull those men.
And how did
And
this happen? Anyway,
anyway.
so Claire is going to the
Charity
charity
Hospital.
hospital. She's really, really happy. She's late getting home, and Jamie gets home first, and he's pissed that she's
Oh
not
my
there.
God, this argument pisses me
Well,
off.
right. So he had been out with the Bonnie Prince, and he is worried because the prince is telling DuVernay, "I've got a whole bunch of money. You need to back me because I promised to have this union after we get the throne back. We'll reunify with France. And that's intriguing. And so
Obviously.
Jamie's kind of like, how are we going to deal with that? He gets home, Claire's not there. He's pissed that she's not there.
Why are you here at my beck and call? Like,
Which
Jesus
is really annoying.
Christ.
But Claire's pissed when she went with Jamie. Jamie then goes to the brothel, drinks a bunch, and sees like this servant kid.
We haven't even discussed the argument that they have because what it was giving to me was unfortunately upstairs, downstairs, season two, when
Oh,
she
God.
comes home and has this great day that she wants to tell her husband about, and then her husband just completely ignores the fact that she had a great day and why.
Yeah, well, and worse than that, it's like, but I have your sister that I'm fucking.
That's different.
At least Jamie's not
Jamie's
doing
not
that.
doing that.
Oh, what a
Oh,
sufferer.
Hallam, you used to be
Oh,
such a good
and
character.
you're not anymore.
Well, he wasn't even that good of a character. He was just better.
My God, terrible. Anyway, so they have this big argument. Jamie's pissed. He goes and gets drunk at the
Well, again,
brothel.
we aren't talking about the argument. The argument, what happens
It's
in the
just
argument,
dumb.
it is a dumb argument, but I see both sides to a certain degree. I'm more on Claire's side, but I'm
Do
also.
you want to talk about what it is that you think is important about this argument?
That's what I was trying to do, but you kept cutting me
You just are
off.
talking about I see both sides. I'm like, well, tell them what the sides are.
That's what I was about to do. So Jamie is upset because it's like, well, what about the baby? Are you gonna be okay? And she's like, I'm not handling anyone with disease. I was like a crowded hospital is not going to be rampant with disease
Yeah, she was being
everywhere.
a little dumb. You
That's
have to
dumb.
admit that.
I do agree with that, but like she's trying her best to isolate herself to just injuries and not like diseases. And he obviously points out that that's not exactly like easy to do. But he also is, he tells her, he's like, well, when I come home, I just want to be able to talk to my wife about stuff. It's like, you can talk to me about it now. Like, I'm just a couple hours later than what you would have expected. Like, what exactly is the problem here? And she's just like, I know changing the future was my idea, and you have to bear a lot of the brunt
All
of the
of it, and
work.
he is.
And he is. And he's just like, yeah, exactly. I'm not enjoying my life right now because I'm just lying to everybody, and I have like I'm getting no sleep. I'm dealing with all this shit, and it's because of your cockamamie plan.
And
And
he's right.
yeah.
I mean, she's pissed because she's bored, but she's bored because she's set themselves up to be in this thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm a little more on Jamie's side in part. Because of what happens in the next episode.
Sure, I agree with that, but I also think that I see Claire's side of like this is stupid. The part, some elements of like until they get to the heart of the matter of I'm living a lie, before then, his side is so stupid to a certain degree, other than the baby in the
Okay.
hospital and stuff like that.
So how he and I think this is a very typical thing. Like he needs moral support because he's feeling like he has to carry all this stuff and come up with plans himself. So he goes to the brothel. He sees this kid stealing stuff, and he's the kid is Fergus. He ends up chasing Fergus down.
I think his original name was Claudel, but then he's just like, that's not a manly name, so
We
we're going
need to
with
give you
Fergus.
a good Scottish name like Fergus. They could have called him Haggis, but still.
No.
No, Fergus is cute. And he's the cutest little boy. He is
Adorable.
just
He's so cheeky. I
adorable.
love
He
him.
is. But
He
he's
easily could have fallen into the category of childlike characters that.
Gavroche.
Oh, God, we cannot say the G word here. We are not
He could
safe.
have been a great Gavroche, though.
He
He
would
would
have.
have
He would
been
have
a
made a great
great
Gavroche.
Gavroche. Just saying.
However, not in our listeners' eyes. Our
Okay.
listener just wants he's aiming the gun in the audience whenever Gavroche is on stage.
We're
Oh,
talking about Les
goodness.
Miserables, if you don't know.
Yeah,
He'd be a great
unfortunate.
Gavroche,
He
though.
would be. Either way, he could easily fall into the category of precocious kid that's annoying, but he, I don't know, he has that charm.
Gavroche. Yeah,
He has that charisma. It works.
and he is very precocious. So,
How dare
yeah,
you do my name, Scabrosh? Like, no, he's
exactly.
not like that.
A little bit. But what Fergus does is he is a pickpocket. He actually had a toy of Jamie's,
Bonnie.
Bonnie, that he had stolen. But he is what Jamie's plan, we find out, is to take Fergus home and turn him into his employee. Claire like finds Fergus in the dining room. The kid's just hilarious. But the plan is to use Fergus to get letters to and from the prince to find out like whether this whole funding situation is real. And so they do that, and they find that there is music being sent back and forth between the prince and people in England.
Can I say the one thing I wrote down that I laughed really hard at for no reason?
Sure.
Like, Jamie is trying to read the letters and he's like, oh, it's so blurry. And I just thought back to that one Family Guy bit of Aladdin 4, Jafar may need glasses. And so I wrote down Outlander 2, Jamie may need glasses. Number
Just later
one,
seasons. It's
number
just
two,
later seasons. What are you
three.
talking about?
And four.
Yeah, there you
That
go.
is such a stupid, like, direct to DVD bit, but it's so funny. Oh my God. I think about that at least once a year.
Well,
And I'm glad it
if that
was now.
happens though, he finds this music, and just by happenstance, the mother superior of the hospital where Claire is working is number one, Madame Maxime from Goblet of Fire. Number
Shorter.
two is a musical prodigy. And she happens to be friends with Bach.
Ah, Bach.
And she's surprised that Claire has heard of Bach.
If anyone ever asks me about Bach, you know what I'm gonna say.
Bach. But
Ah,
here's the
Bach.
other thing. She has in this hospital, this is a charity hospital, a random harpsichord.
You're not giving her the benefit of the doubt. The hospital isn't a church.
That's an organ place. It's not a harpsichord place. That's ridiculous.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the
It
doubt.
is ridiculous. And it's a beautiful painted older instrument too. It's like, you know that they just pulled this out of some museum. It is ridiculous bullshit.
Either way, so
Random harpsichord.
they changed the key a lot, and so the key is
But the
the key.
key in the piece of music. So it is the same theme, Bach themes, but they change the key and repeat it over and over. So the key, the actual numbers of flats and sharps, is how they end up decoding the letters, and they figure out that, yes, it's the Duke of Sandringham, is the person with whom the prince is having these secret letters.
And he's going to be supplying like £40,000. And
Which is not
apparently,
enough for a war, but
which is interesting that like they're talking about, oh, he's playing both sides and seeing which one's going to win. It's like,
you
okay.
knew that before.
Yeah.
This isn't news.
Like
Whatever.
he's working with Randall, who's obviously not a fucking Jacobite, and he's also working with Dougal, who's obviously a Jacobite. Like we already knew this
Predictor
information.
of the past. Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about? We knew that anyway. And also, who? It's not like they were going to introduce anybody new.
No,
Anyway,
no. Anyway,
so
so
Claire doesn't tell Jamie about the whole
that
Randall
Randall
thing after
thing.
this nice speech he gives about like, I'm so glad I can trust my wife. And
And
it's
she's
like,
like,
well,
LOL, yay.
yeah,
And
literally.
Murtaugh's looking at her like, you gotta fucking do this. What the fuck is wrong with you? And that's pretty much the end of the episode. What are your best parts?
The drama with Frank's ancestry, I'm glad we're bringing it back to like her having a tie to the future, because when we get a little bit too disconnected from that, we often forget, easily forget that like Frank's even a thing. And so I don't feel like we need another episode like the one that we had last season of Frank trying to find Claire. I don't need that, but I do need something to anchor us into the fact that this is a time travel show. She's not just in the past doing her thing, and it what she does has consequences. And
Right.
so I think that
You
making
can't
sure
just
that's
clearly.
grounded, I think, is important.
If she had killed Blackjack Randall, if they had killed him with the kettle, then the whole timeline would be off, and Frank would
I
not
was
exist. We
shocked.
would not be here.
I was honestly
So.
shocked that she didn't think about the fact that he, like, even in the first meeting of like, so this is Frank's ancestor, he has to stay alive.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know that this
Because
man
she
has a wife
doesn't
or anything.
love Frank in the same way she loves Jamie. It's all the kilts and hormones.
Doesn't want
You
him
are
to
not
die,
thinking
though.
about
And
this.
so at least that's an element.
Yeah.
Anyway, Murta, I find Murta very funny.
I love
There's some
Murta.
cute bits with Murta. And Claire helping with the hospital. I think that it's nice that she's having something to do. I just hope that she doesn't make stupid decisions.
I included Fergus. I love Fergus. I think he is great. He is adorable in this episode. I like
Oh,
Murta.
and Fergus. I love Fergus.
And Mother Hildegard. I actually really like her in this show too.
She's cool.
What were your sports?
Jamie being petty about the hospital. Like, I get the baby part, but like him being like, well, why are you here at my beck and call when I like show up for like 30 minutes and then leave? It's like, what? I'm
Yeah, it
sorry
was
that I was
really weird.
unavailable this one time.
Yeah, like
Like,
fuck you.
fuck you. Like, I'm sorry that I have a life separate from you. And I think that's something that like certain couples have a lot of trouble with, of like separating each other from their each, like you have a life together. But you also have separate lives. Like,
Yeah.
you have to honor that.
Well, and it is a struggle. I'm going to tell you up front, it is not something that is simple for any person or any couple, but it is something that you have to acknowledge and figure out and navigate. And we're getting to see the messy part of that in the show, which is not a bad thing
No.
necessarily, but it is also a worst part for me. I'm sorry, did you finish your worst parts?
No. Claire keeping the secret. I think at that point you just need to tell him.
Yeah, lying is my number one bad thing. Lying, and the strain in the marriage, because again, I think that there is strain on both sides, and I think that they are not talking to or listening to each other. What grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
I had a B minus C plus. I kind of think it's still a C plus. I really just feel like it's just not
I
that
think it's
great as an episode.
better than the last
I
episode.
don't know. I think it's the same.
Okay. I was gonna give it a reasoning.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think it's better than the last episode because we get Fergus.
I like Fergus, but it's not enough for me. Last episode of this episode, which
Yeah.
is season two, episode four, the Dame Blanche,
Indeed.
the
So,
white woman, that white woman. Hey, I actually had a federal lawsuit filed against me and a judge accusing me of being an angry white woman. So I feel like I'm La Dame Blanche.
okay. Anyway, so there actually is quite a little bit of action in this one. Like, I think they saved all the action for this episode for some reason.
It's really, that's part of the problem with the show is pacing. I think
Pacing.
there are some serious pacing issues with this, but go ahead.
So Claire and Jamie are with Duvernay doing a chess game, and she is just kind of there, and Saint-Germain is there, and so things are tense because reasons, I guess. Like, Saint-Germain has not shown up until this point. He showed up in the first episode, and now he's here in the fourth,
Then he looks menacing.
and we're just, oh, well, actually, no, he showed up in the last episode
He
as
almost
well.
they almost have given him a unibrow. It's like to make him scarier.
Like, I
It's
don't
hilarious.
understand why we're finding him so menacing, other than the veiled threat from the first episode. It's not very veiled, but it was like, you're gonna pay for this. It's like, all right. And like, we didn't either way. So yeah, I just said Saint-Germain is there being hot and menacing.
Scary hot dude.
Anyway,
Ooh.
so Claire drinks some wine and she starts feeling like she's choking and she's having the effects of a poison.
Which is exactly the way she described what bitter cascara would do. So automatically we're thinking, oh, this is the same shit they just told us about with the apothecary. Hey, she's not gonna die. I'm sorry. There's no real menace to me in this, which is, it disappointing. Jamie, she assumes that Saint-Germain, and Jamie's like, I should kill him. And we're all kind of like, sure. And then we
Yeah.
have Claire finally, when Jamie says he wants to host a dinner for the Duke when he comes in town, Claire's like, yeah, there's this little problem. Black Sherry Randall's alive.
I'm glad she tells
I
him.
am too. And Jamie has this really fucked up response to this that makes no sense to
He's
me.
like, thank God, I really wanted to see that man die. It's like,
So I get to
okay.
be part of him dying. Yay!
He
That's a
doesn't
fucked up
say as
response.
much of like, okay, I'm not going to immediately like hop on a boat and go back to Scotland,
But I
but
have something to look forward to.
and I'm just like, hooray.
And I'm not
Like,
sure how I feel about that. Okay.
great. That man can go off being a menace to other people. Great. Are we
No,
happy about that?
I'm really not happy about that, but
Anyway,
okay.
so
Claire confronts the apothecary, like, hey, what the fuck, dude? Someone tried to poison me yesterday.
yeah, and I think that it's interesting because there's this random like, let's do a psychic reading on with Bones and let's figure out if you're what's going on with Frank and his future. Look at the bones.
Killer rabbit involved in this, and we didn't know, and I'm so
So
disappointed.
disappointed. Anyway, so they do this weird psychic thing with the bones, and it turns out that oh, it's his future is not really certain. However, you will see him again. And she's like, "Huh? I'll see him again. What does that mean?"
Dun dun dun,
And
and she
obviously, we
actually
know what that
has that
means.
look like you're expecting the dun 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 music. She's like a freeze frame. It's really kind of
It's
stupid.
very funny.
It's stupid.
It's stupid, but it's very funny. And so then she goes over to Louise's house, and Louise is like, "Hey, I'm pregnant. It's my baby daddy. It's my affair partner and not my husband." And Claire says what I say is like, "Okay, well, why don't you have sex with your husband and claim it's his?" And she's like, "Have sex with my husband?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? Of course, you can just have sex with your husband. It's like not that hard, you know?
Okay.
Like how much would that take? Like, really? For the sake of your like freedom and sanity? Like, what do you mean? Of course, just have sex with your husband and claim it's his."
Yeah.
Anyway, I always
Yeah,
have
it
that
doesn't
reaction
seem
whenever that happens,
good.
unless it would be completely obvious that it's not his child. It's like that there's a pretty easy out. And it's not like abortion's obviously an out, but like also just do that if you want to keep the baby. Like, I don't know. What anyone knows doesn't, well, I mean, obviously that's I'm living in a lie, and I do not stand for that. However, if you are in this situation and you're a horrible person, just have sex with your husband.
It's like it gets worse later in the episode, honestly, because like she's
It gets
acting like,
funnier.
oh, he's so like awful. I can't imagine having sex with him. And it's like,
Then he turns out to be kind of cute.
he's sweet. Oh, it's so sad.
Well, we don't know
Anyway.
if he's sweet, sweet. We have not seen him do anything in private, but you know, either way,
Outwardly,
he's
he's
outwardly
very
he's sweet.
excited about the pregnancy, which is very sweet.
He's excited about an heir,
Yeah.
so that
Anyway.
says a little bit.
So Jamie gets home. So yeah, so Claire gets home.
Oh,
She's asleep. She's
sorry.
awakened by Jamie.
I'm sorry. Another element to this conversation is I just couldn't imagine raising my baby with a man who isn't his father. Well, Claire, that might be an issue for you later on. Maybe.
Well, but here's the thing. It's like any adoption situation. Like,
No,
you're not
I'm
going
just
to
saying that
show.
it's funny that they're trying to draw that parallel.
It's just dumb.
I
So anyway,
don't think it's an issue.
no.
Oh, this stupid
So
scene.
Jamie gets home, and
My
this is one
God.
of those scenes where I'm 100% on Claire's side. He shows up, he's like finally amorous. He's
He's
like,
finally into
he's
it.
finally into it. He's wanted to have sex with her, and she sees bite marks on his inner
And
thighs.
he talks about 69ing someone. And I'm like,
And
bro.
he's like, but I didn't. And she's like, why? What? Why am I supposed to accept this? And he's like, well, it's not that I didn't want to. I felt lust. It's like, what in the fuck is this conversation?
Oh yay,
No.
you found lust with
And he's
like
like, well, I've been trying to work my way back to you because of this whole Wentworth prison thing. And she's like, and you had to go to a whore for this shit? No. And she is justifiably pissed. I'm 100% on Claire's side with the being pissed business. But what he says, because she finally is kind of like, look, you want me to understand this? You got to talk to me. And what he finally says to her, and it's phrased differently, it's a very interesting way of phrasing it. I'm not going to go through all of that. But essentially, is that he lost his identity. Like the things that he held most dear to himself as a human being just were completely blown away by. And this whole being in France and being a liar and like trying to reconstruct a life where like, we're protecting Scotland by not being like pro-Scottish, it feels really contrary to everything his identity's ever been. So his whole identity is blown apart by this. And part of what he's trying to do is because Claire says to do it, and he just feels alone. And he is really carrying the weight of all the hardship. Like he's having to run this wine business that is his cousin's because his cousin's gone to whatever, Jamaica. He is having to do all this spy shit with Bonnie Prince Shirley. He's trying to like get in with the people in Versailles. And he's trying to figure out how to make this actually work. And Claire's just lying around the house bitching, which I'm sorry. He's justified in being kind of like, okay, you're being a little unrealistic.
No, I agree with that to a
But
certain
that
degree.
doesn't mean you go to
I
a
that's where he looks at me.
whorehouse. You crossed the line there.
I'm just saying, I absolutely, I again, it's one of those things where they're trying to get me to see both sides while also being like, oh yeah, Jamie's gonna make a stupid mistake so that I'm not completely on his side. Like the last argument where it's like, I would be totally on your side, Jamie, if you hadn't done like said a stupid thing about you should be at my beck and call. Now he's saying, oh, he's saying all these things about like losing his identity and all that stuff, and I absolutely get that.
And I
And
get why he said what he did. Like I want you at my beck and call. Partly because he needs somebody
he
to
needs
talk to,
support
but he's not saying it in the right
because
way.
even Murtagh can't be real support because he doesn't know exactly what's going on.
And you all haven't told him, and
Yeah.
that's all fine. But as far as if Jamie in the last episode had said what he said about like I feel really alone, and they had this conversation before the whole horror thing. It might have been
A better
a
conversation.
better conversation and something where I'd be more sympathetic to him.
Yeah,
But how he phrases it is bad. And I do get that this is a real life the way conversations go. Like people do like say stupid shit like I don't want you here. And what they mean is I'm scared and lonely.
Right, and that's subtext and all that stuff, but I also see where Claire's coming from, where she's like, okay, well, I haven't gotten a lot of support with this baby thing, you know.
Also true.
I've been pregnant this whole time and I've
Also
been
true.
abandoned and I'm just kind of sitting here twiddling my thumbs waiting for you to return. Now I finally have an occupation and you're not really supportive of that. And obviously, like, and you haven't been even able to touch me or like be with me in the way in like in an intimate
Any kind
way.
of sex thing, which is what we're into.
Exactly. That like that's a majority of their love language.
Yeah.
And so I can absolutely understand her feeling neglected in that way because they have set this precedent of I love you and I'm going to show you that I love you by being intimate with you. And so which is shown later in this episode, but well, in just a second actually, but she I totally get her being like, well, I feel a little deprived too because I'm pregnant and I'm not exactly sure. And
I don't
obviously,
even know if you ever want to have sex with me again after
exactly.
this shit show.
After this shit show, and also, like, there's also, and it's not verbally stated, but I also think that something, and you can correct me here if I'm wrong, but like, when you go through pregnancy, there's going to be this, and especially when you're far along, like Claire is, of like, okay, well, I'm getting used to this new body of mine and I want to feel confident in it, but without your support and your like intimacy with me, I'm not feeling as confident.
Well, right. So being pregnant is, I don't know how to explain this other than fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm sh I'm
It's
sure.
just it your body is not yours, but you do want to feel like you aren't scared off in it. And you're already feeling like you have no control over what's happening. Like there's all of this stuff going on, and it's great in a way. But it's also really, really weird, and very hard to explain. You feel sometimes bloated, sometimes kind of euphoric as their hormones and weird things going on, and sometimes just tired, depressed, vomiting, or feeling like you're gonna vomit. There are so many elements to it, and it's part of the reason, like, I totally understand why she's wanting to like have a job to distract her, because like otherwise you're sitting around like something weird's going on here. You're overthinking it, so you need something else to do. And fortunately for me, I had other things to do, but that doesn't mean that that's true for everyone. I do think that feeling attractive to your partner during that time is very, very important. And it's hard for people to articulate because you don't want to be like necessarily having sex all the time, but you want to have
That
fun
you want to feel like a confident in your body, and that is a hard
and
thing to do when it's
attractive, like sexually
changing.
attractive, definitely.
That and she obviously there was that whole thing about like the PTSD with Randall that she does understand, but like she
Because
has
she
they haven't
has some
talked
too.
about
It's
it.
just not quite the same.
She has this issue with the fact that they haven't talked about it, and I absolutely get it. It's just like
Well, but they did. She just wants like more. And honestly, if I were Jamie, I'm not sure how much I would want to talk about it either.
I get that, and there's going to be a certain compartmentalization of that whole thing, but at the same time, it's just like, how are you guys going to move on? Because you have
You've got to
another
figure.
person in your life who is affected by this.
Right. And communication is the only way you're going to move on from it
Exactly.
together.
And I think
And
that
I think
the
that.
way that he's communicating in this situation, I think it's very helpful to their like communication process of like this him bearing his soul the way he is.
Yeah.
And it's like there's this dark part of me that I just can't get rid of now and all that stuff. And I think that that was very helpful, and which leads to a sex scene.
Right.
So where I'm pretty sure they had to CGI her stomach, but
Whatever.
whatever they have to do, she's still a gorgeous woman, so whatever.
Yep, Katrina Bell, beautiful.
Katrina Bell.
Right, she is lovely. They have sex. And the way she does it, she's like, "Find your way back to me." Like she puts it in terms that the Jamie she knows can understand. Like, I'm gonna let you do the finding, but you don't have to talk to me. Just physically do it. And he does, and they have sex, and it's lovely. It's part of the reason we love the show. Next morning, well, actually, not even next morning.
It's the
It's
same
the
night.
same night. There's a thunderstorm, and they hear a person on the roof, and it turns out to be, yes, Bonnie Prince Charlie. And that's kind of like weird and stupid. There's a whole conversation about having a dinner. I'm sure they've already decided they're going to have the dinner, but they figured out that he's the biological father of Louise's child. And they're
Yeah,
like,
which is
yay,
great. Like,
let's
how
use
did they
that.
even meet?
Yeah, who knows? But they decide that they're going to like out the pregnancy at the dinner, like have everybody there and just like make it into a thing. It's kind of like that seems weird. But that's the plan, and they're gonna do it. And so it goes through the day of the dinner, and Claire's gonna go help out at the hospital because there's been an explosion at some place. And she's helping out at the hospital. And the very first thing we saw with this episode was someone tampering with the carriage wheel. And that becomes a problem because as she and Mary, as Mary's now an assistant at the hospital too, which we didn't have any background for, but sure. As they are coming back, going to go back from the hospital, the carriage is broken down. And so they have to walk. They send Fergus ahead. So it's just Murtaugh and the girls, and they're talking, and they are ambushed, and Mary gets raped. It's bad, like really bad. But the one good thing that comes out of this, I guess, is that when Claire's hood goes back, they see who she is, and they call her La Dame Blanche. The bad guys do, and they run off. But they had knocked Murtaugh out. I mean, he fought off people, but they knocked him out
There
with
were so many of
there were
them.
so many of them. Yeah, it's like,
And in a surprise tool that will help us later, Claire noticed a birthmark on one of the guy's hands.
helpful,
Very helpful.
quite. But Mary's raped, and she's injured in the rape too. Like, it's not just the sexual assault. It is, you know, she's hit. There's a lot of violence involved. Murtaugh's able to carry her all the way back to the house. These men are so strong. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And they get there, and Jamie's already like greeted all of the guests. Fergus came in at one point, and she's like, "They're gonna be late." And Alex Randall is there, of course, with the Duke of Sandringham, and Alex sees her and he's like, "Oh, I want to help you." That
Very
part of the
sweet.
part of the discussion that Claire and Mary had been having, and she's like, "I'm in love with Alex Randall," and she's like, "Oh, that's great. How are you going to end up with Blackjack?" You can see the little
Yeah.
wheels turning. Like, how does this happen? That doesn't make a ton of sense.
She's confused.
Right, but they get back to the house. Alex can't carry her up the stairs, so Jamie does.
Yeah, that's funny.
But Alex is very sweet, and he's going to sit with her while she's recuperating, and everyone is part at this dinner party downstairs. And the Comte de Germain is down there. All of these people are there: the Duke, the Prince, Louise and her husband, who's very cute, and Mary's fiance and her uncle. During the dinner, there's a lot of repartee, as one would imagine. But Mary wakes up and thinks Alex is her attacker.
Okay, can I just say that there is a moment that I found very funny. It's when
I'm so
Louise and
worried.
her husband come in, and Charles is already there, and there is a moment where he kisses her hand, but a little too long,
Way too long. It's like absurdly long.
it was a very Bridgerton thing, you know? That's some shit that you'd see in Bridgerton. I think it was in a Rosie book.
I have a different Bridgerton reference for later, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm so curious. Anyway, anyway,
But yeah, it's a Rokeby book. Yeah, you're right.
so
It's like,
Mary wakes up and thinks that Alex is an attacker because she took some poppy syrup or something like that, which can give you visions.
it's basically the ba if you don't know, poppy is the basis for heroin. So there's like some shit in there.
It's kind of like laudanum with opioids and stuff.
Yeah.
But she starts thinking that he's her attacker, even though he's trying to reassure her. She runs off, and then he has to like track her down and basically pin her down because she's
Within the
just
house.
freaking out about it. And she's like
And then
yelling,
everyone comes
and
out from the dinner dining table, and it looks like he's right
which is very
there.
unfortunate because that's not what he was doing. But
No, and he's very sweet.
Alex is very sweet. And so the uncle who's there, her uncle
Mary's like uncle.
and Mary's fiance, they start freaking out, and then
And
their
they
fight
fight.
breaks out.
And what we needed in all of this was Marta.
Murtaugh just stalks and is like, "All right, a fight. Let's get
Let's
to
kill
it."
people. And they're trying to convince him not to kill people, but to fight them anyway and fight them. It's very funny.
And
But
Saint-Germain is like, "I'm calling the cops."
yeah, I'm calling the cops and getting the prince out of here,
There's
which.
also some passive aggression at the dinner table of like Saint-Germain recognizing the stone that was given to, because we didn't mention that. There's the Raymond,
Apothecary, you remember?
he gave her a stone that
Gave
will
Claire. We're
magically,
talking about Claire now.
yes, he gave Claire a stone that will change color when in presence of poison. And
It's
so
basically
it's
like
the prize tool that will help us later.
if you have an elf wand, I'm sorry, it will turn blue in the presence of orcs. This
Oh,
is a thing.
right. Well, I mean, a sword as well, I guess.
Yeah, oh sorry. I meant
A
sword.
wand.
I'm
It's
yeah, I right, yes, sword, excuse me.
okay. I
I'm
forgive
drinking.
you.
Anyway,
Wash.
Dobby.
Dobby is a free elf. Different franchises, by the way.
At some point, maybe we'll do a
No.
whole LOTR like
No, we are
review.
not.
Yeah.
No, we are not.
The
Because that would mean we
Hobbit
would,
season be
because
so
that would mean that we
great.
would have to watch the fucking Hobbit movies, and
No,
I
we would
don't want to do
no.
that.
No, I love the Hobbit book. The Hobbit movies suck. But
Oh,
LOTR, the
God.
extended versions, I could do.
That would take for fucking ever. It would
Yes, we
take
could do it.
so long.
Oh,
They're 4 hours long each.
let's do it.
It's so long. That's 12 hours.
Like, we're not doing 12 hours of Outlander. What are you
We're doing 4 hours each
fucking talking
per
about? Yeah,
episode.
right. Yes. So we do like one for each in the trilogy is the same thing.
No.
Yes. It's gonna happen.
You'll have to wear me down a lot more than that.
I will
Anyway.
offer you food in 11 seas.
That sounded so wrong for whatever reason. It just sounded
Anyway.
so wrong.
Anyway.
Saint-Germain recognized the stone that was given to her, and he's just like, that's supposed to detect poison. If you were worried about poison, don't worry about it. It's like, okay,
And she's
whatever.
like, well, maybe you should worry about it. And so it, there is a lot of passive aggressive bullshit. But bottom
Especially
line
when
is
the pregnancy is brought
mid-fight.
up at
Yeah,
the dinner
at the dinner
table.
table is very funny. And of course the prince is like suddenly like pissed off. But anyway, in mid-fight, the episode ends, but it ends with Fergus eating at the table like Colin Bridgerton does
Oh, so Colin
in
Bridgerton
what should
in
be
what?
season five.
Yeah, and what probably will be season five.
Yeah, Eloise's
It would
book.
have to be.
Yeah, in the Eloise book where they're all like beating up on Prince, not Prince,
Prince, he
Sir
wishes.
Philip.
He doesn't even deserve sir.
He doesn't, but it's a great bro scene, one of the best bro scenes in all of Bridgerton lore.
It's true.
It is
I'm
fabulous
so
shit.
excited to see
It's
what they do with it.
so good. Anyway, so that's the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Claire coming clean about Randall. Good.
Yeah.
Glad you did that. Raymond, I think he's cool. I think he's fun. The random psychic reading is kind of funny. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, but it's like, okay. Fergus, I love. And Alex, Randall, I like him a lot.
Yeah, I have Alex Murtaugh, I think he's great in
Oh yeah,
Winterfell.
Murtaugh.
He's such a protector. He's so good.
So
I
sweet. And
love.
him and Fergus's relationship is
They're
very
really cute.
funny.
Oh yeah, so we forgot to mention, like while they're waiting outside the hospital, Fergus has picked up on the fact that Mary is in love with someone who's not her fiance. But like she's been crying over the fact that she's engaged to this guy, but she's clearly in love with somebody
Fergus is
else.
very emotionally intelligent and
He.
also very observant.
Observant. So, like, Martell's like, I don't know where you got that from. And he's like, and that's why you will die alone
Alone
with
with
your
your
hand.
hand.
It's
Hilarious.
like, damn,
Hilarious.
Dan, set, tell it.
Reading
It's
him like a book.
so funny. I love Fergus in this episode. I love Jamie and Claire getting back together and like getting on the same page. It's like, that's
Yeah.
about fucking time.
I did
So,
like that.
I loved all of that. What were your worst parts?
Jamie kind of losing me in the argument with the talking about the horse thing. I'm just like, bro, you could have just been like, listen, it's not what you think. But it did help me realize that I can I'm no longer I my PTSD is not wearing off, but like taking a different form,
It's not controlling
it's
you.
not controlling me as much anymore, and I think that's a net positive. But he was just like, and she's like, so you used a whore to figure that out? And he's like, yes, no. And he kept losing me. I'm like, bro, just it's kind of hard to take yourself out of that hole. I don't know what you were thinking. Either way, and rapists,
Rape is always
no,
bad. Yeah.
awful. Why are you doing
Giant
that?
no. Yes.
And I don't want to say Claire because of her part of the argument. Because I still see her side as well. So I'm not going to say Claire, but she's on thin ice.
Okay, well, my worst parts were the Duke, the Prince, and the rapists.
Oh, yes.
I guess I should put Comte de Saint-Germain on
I
there.
didn't put him
I didn't
because
put
he
him.
just
He's
his
kind of
because
meh.
if I'm being honest, if he wasn't the one who poisoned her, he's just kind of chilling at dinner and then is calling the cops after a fight broke out. Like he's doing what he's supposed to
Yeah,
do.
except that he has unibrow, so maybe he's not.
He doesn't
Sorry
have a
for it.
unibrow.
No, they're trying to make it look like he has a unibrow. That's very
I think he
funny.
just is an eyebrow actor. It just kind of happens that
Okay,
way.
whatever. What grade did you give this episode?
B.
Yeah, I gave it a
Because
B.
at least something happens. Like, we've been having a lot of, like, oh, well, then random shit happens, and at most you get an argument. But now there's some actual action going on. And I think there was probably too much action, if I'm being honest. Like, the Claire being poisoned thing wasn't necessarily necessary for me.
Right, they could have spread out these things that move
And that was the problem I had
the
with the first
plot.
season,
Right.
because Claire would be like, oh, fresh off a kidnapping or rape, and then she'd get kidnapped or raped again. And I'm just like, why? Give her some breathing space. Literally, in the space of maybe 3 days, she like gets
Kidnapped, rape,
poisoned.
kidnapped, attempted rape.
She gets poisoned, so almost poisoned, and then she is nearly raped
Yeah.
and or murdered, and then this whole fight breaks out, and she also has this argument with her husband, and it's like, girl.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this episode. And honestly, it makes it this a good episode, but it also makes you wonder, like, how much could we have crunched those
Because
others?
I remembered these events in isolation. Like I remembered, like
It
when I,
seems
as
so
soon
much
as
stupid.
no, as soon as like I saw that like they were going to the hospital and there was the dinner party, I was like, oh, this is the rape one. I remember that. And but then I had forgotten the poison happened in the same episode. I remembered the poison happening, but I was just like, wait,
Yeah,
when does that
I
happen?
also remember like the poison being almost extraneous, and
Extraneous.
it is. And it's kind of
It's
like,
just
we
to prove
don't,
that Saint-Germain does not like you, and we already knew that.
right? Like, there's a lot of added stuff that could have been edited out, and I don't know how the showrunners made some of the decisions that they did. And this season, honestly, is shorter than the first season, but there's still a lot of pacing problems with this show. And we're gonna see whether or not it gets better. But it is hit or miss. And I think that's an Outlander general negative.
Yeah.
In any case, we got a lot more Outlander to cover. We're still in France. Yay. And we have Blackjack Randall to deal with. So come on, you want to join us? We hope that you do. And cheers.
Cheers.